preternatural, and supernatural worlds that surround us. Here we delve into those topics that challenge us to think outside the limitations of realism, where we test the boundaries of imagination and are forced to think outside the confines and restrictions of what is normal. We are the creators, the writers, the artists, and the insane. Welcome to our weird realities.
Hey everybody, this is Hadley, and with me tonight is the one, the only, Snakebite Rich Restucci. We are missing our partners in crime, Alan and Scott. They had some stuff come up last minute, and we're just going to wing it tonight, and we'll come back next week with our episode on the drive-in movie picks, which I'm going to really miss. I was all prepared for it tonight. So how are you doing, Rich? What's going on?
I'm good, but I was ill-prepared for this week, so it's okay if we put it off. Usually I have a nice little write-up on the film that I picked, but tonight I got a little short with it because I was invited to dinner from my mother-in-law. So I took the kids over there, and that was fun. Pork, excellent. But hey, what am I doing? Hi, Landa. What am I doing? Nothing. I'm not doing anything. I'm doing a little writing, doing a little working. Still trying to fix up this room from a flood we had a few years ago, and that's never fun.
But yeah, well, no, you know, it flooded here yesterday.
In your house?
Almost. Yeah. It actually flooded. Like, it doesn't flood here. We had flash flooding.
It's been raining for like 14 years over by you, hasn't it?
Yes, it seems like it, I have to say.
Hey Cecil. Cecil.
But yeah, they had some massive flooding. I looked outside yesterday, and there was about 3 inches on my patio.
Oh, no.
And I thought, where is this going? So we're supposed to get a lot more tomorrow or Saturday, and I think I'm going to dig a whole trench in my backyard tomorrow. So.
Dogs must be driving you nuts.
Boudreaux is jumping off of the furniture. He just bounces.
I came home today. And I've got one of my son's friends staying with me, and he brings me this it was like a big, you can't see me, like this big. I had purchased the other day peanuts, you know, just peanuts where they're sitting next to the couch, and I just hork a peanut while I'm drinking my beer and watching my TV shows. And she had gotten that, ripped the top off, and ate every single goddamn peanut. I can't believe how she's not dead. But she's fine. She's running around 100 miles an hour, shitting everywhere. She's pooping all over the place. Not in the house, outside. But she did step in it and then try to stop. Don't that, whoop, right by me, all over the house, in the couch.
Well, you should appreciate this. A friend of mine's got a pug, and the pug ate some popcorn. And they said they were hearing something ricochet across the room.
No.
He had gas.
Poopcorn. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Tony.
Oh, Landa, is your house okay? She said it flooded down the street from her a few days ago. Yeah, it flooded. It's been bad in Texas, too.
Yeah, I've heard that. It's that whole area of the country is getting... First, it was 1,000 degrees, and now you're all underwater.
Well, you know, that's the crazy thing here is the average temperature in Mississippi this time of year is our hottest months. It's usually in the 90s with the temperature index, you know, in the hundreds. And right now, it's like today, it was like 70 something degrees.
Well, that's nice.
Well, yeah, we don't see that in fall or spring. It usually goes from like, if it drops down like to 40 in the winter, it usually is, you know, in the upper 80s in March.
Right. We're significantly north of you. So we get, hey Mona, I don't know. Our average temperature is probably like 85, maybe in August. But July and August are our two hottest months. It's definitely really warm. It's significantly warmer up here than usual. But we get a lot of rain in April, May, and then everything just explodes. Everything blooms. Like my gardens did. Wondrous this year. Last year they sucked, but this year they did great until we got that heat wave, and then, you know, like the squashes all got roasted. Cucumbers got they were like, I don't know, a foot long, and now they're all like 5 inches long, but they're fat and yellow, so they don't taste great. So I had to bag all those cukes.
Do you make pickles with them?
Oh, yes, I do.
You'll have to send me some pickles.
I would love to. Yeah, I made some nuclear spicy pickles. I did them last Saturday, actually. And I got 6 jars. I gave 2 away. I got 4 left. But they're untested. I've never tried this recipe before. I used Thai hot chili peppers in there. So on top of the normal red pepper flakes and sriracha. So we'll see how that goes. But let's talk horror movies then. Pick a horror movie and we'll talk.
I don't even know. I'm so just off kilter with everything that's happened this week. Let's see. What you were saying, there was some new Walking Dead stuff. So tell me about that. I'm kind of off track with Walking Dead right now.
All right. So, you know, I'm a zombie nut. I love the zombies. Always have. It's my favorite genre of horror. And the reason for that is me too, Cecil. And the reason for that is it can be anybody. It can be your next door neighbor, your mom, your grandmother, the kid down the street, your priest. Hey, anybody, Bethany. Can be one. Hi, Bethany. Thank you. But the genre is kind of overplayed now. I don't know. You and I were just having this conversation. It's kind of overplayed, but everybody still loves them. So The Walking Dead, when that first came out, whatever year it was, 2015, that was that first year. It was utterly terrifying. It was the zombies. It was all about the zombies and them being bad. There were zombies everywhere. You couldn't do anything without, you know, fear of getting killed. And now, over the seasons, as the seasons progressed, it turned into find a group of a superior group of bad guys who just kick the crap out of the good guys. Some of the good guys die. Good guys rally, kill the bad guys, rinse and repeat. And that's how it went. So this is Tales of the Walking Dead. Is they grabbed a bunch of characters, some great characters, or actors, I'm sorry, threw them into whatever situation they wanted, and they're just playing out. And the first one is Terry Crews and Olivia Munn. Terry Crews is a prepper, and you know, zombie apocalypse. So he's down in his, you know, in his bunker. Hi, Laura. Hey, Laura. He's down in his bunker with his dog, Gilligan. The dog dies. So, yep, already we hate it. Yeah. So the dog dies, and he goes on a trip. And he meets Olivia Munn on the way, and I don't want to wreck it for anybody, but I did want to say that the dog died in case you guys don't want to see it.
Well,
get that
know,
out of the way right there.
I'll watch it, but I appreciate the heads up.
Yeah,
so, where
a
is
lot
this,
of people don't
where
like
can you
that.
Watch this?
It's on AMC.
Okay.
You can see it on AMC. And it's the first one, like I said, Terry Crews, that was really good. The second one is with Parker Posey. I don't know if you know who she is. And I don't know the other woman's name, but they're... The other woman works for Parker Posey in this insurance place. World starts to fall apart. It's like day one of this going on. And they both try to get out and they hate each other. And it's a Groundhog Day type thing where they keep dying and then coming back to the little office. And eventually I don't want to tell you what happens, but it was okay. I like the first one better, but the third one, what the heck was the third one? The third one is... It's Alpha from The Whisperers and her daughter Lydia when Lydia's very young. She's, I don't know, 12 maybe. And they're on a riverboat. They have just gotten on a riverboat, and it's about how that falls apart and what happens next. And it's sort of the road to Alpha becoming Alpha. And I don't believe she's met Beta yet. So.
Well, that sounds cool. I'm going to check it out.
I mean, they're okay. They're, again... The undead are kind of annoying. They're not really, you know, terrifying. But the next episode, I think it's the next episode, is with Anthony Edwards, the guy from ER, and he's like a zombie scientist studying them. And that
Goose
looked actually
from Top Gun.
Pretty good. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Goose from Top Gun. I know you just watched Top Gun too.
I did.
So that it looks entertaining anyway. I'm hoping that the undead are the main protagonists and not just some stupid bad guy that they again rinse and repeat. But I liked them. The first one I probably give 3 stars. The second one, 2.5 to 3. And the third one I'd probably give 3 stars as well.
I'll check it out. See, for me, with zombie fiction, I've always liked zombies. I've always had a zombie plan, but I didn't really start reading zombie fiction until 2017, 2018, when I had some surgery and just got some Audible stuff. And that's when I came across you and Mark Tufo, and y'all were the people who really made me fall in love with zombies. I know we've talked about this before, and it sounds like I'm fangirling, I do, but I really just loved your character. And like I said,
Great.
I wrote down your name and committed it to memory so I knew when your next book came out and I could get it.
Was that you outside my kitchen
That
window?
was
Was,
me.
okay, I knew it. It familiar. Anyway, keep
Okay.
going.
Anyway, so when I just kind of got, I enjoyed it and I enjoyed it, enjoyed it. And then a lot of them have the similar scene with the whole flu vaccine. And so when COVID hit, and this is, what we were talking about earlier, is I just kind of got a bad taste in my mouth because it was everywhere. And so at that point, it was like, well, I just got my shot and I don't know if 6 months from now I'm going to be a zombie. So it just kind of, I'm taking a break from it. It just didn't feel right to, I just couldn't get back into it.
I
So
get that.
that's where I'm at with the zombies. I still have dreams, but I don't have like, I used to have just horrible nightmares about zombies.
Oh,
Yeah.
what's?
I could give you some stuff for.
Yeah, I'm an epic legend in my own dreams.
Yeah.
I'm a fat, slow old man, in real life, but I kick ass in my dreams.
Yeah.
But insofar as zombies and COVID, I think the reason that it sort of got really popular and post-apocalyptic stuff got really popular at that time is because people, they want to relate and see how other people can survive in those situations and then feel better about themselves. So, I mean, anyway, that's my opinion anyway. But because I watched a lot of post-apocalyptic stuff when COVID was running rampant in Massachusetts, but I don't think any more than I usually do because that's my wheelhouse is
Yeah,
PA.
well, that's me.
So.
I was reading, and that was a bit of genre I'd been reading. And like I said, I had a zombie apocalypse plan since the 80s. I mean, I was pre prepared. And so when it started happening for true, and I would often tell people that zombies would be easier because at least then we could tell who had it, because you can't tell who's got the COVID, but if someone's a walking dead, you might know. But
COVID
yeah.
doesn't really rip you to pieces, though. So, I mean, I guess there's a downside to zombies
Yeah.
too. But I'm watching this show now, and it's called Station 11, and it's based on a book that came out, I don't know, maybe 5 or 8 years ago. And I never read the book, but the show, some of the episodes, I think I'm on like episode 6, and some of the episodes show what it's like when basic social services just collapse. Some of the show's a lot of background stuff, and it's all sort of tied together around this comic book called Station 11. It's not the best thing I've ever seen, but it's quite good.
I'll have to
And I
check it out
rec
now. Where's that
yeah,
playing?
that is, I don't know where, I think, was it HBO Max? I can't remember where I was watching that. I just flick it on the TV and it just comes up. So it's like a magic box. But that one really shows how shit just falls apart super fast. One of the episodes is this one guy lands at an airport and they're not allowed to leave. They're not allowed to take off. A plane comes in. There's no sickness there. It's someplace in Michigan. They were diverted from Chicago because it's a big city, so it's already there. I mean, it's falling apart. Another plane lands, and that plane is full of infected people, and they won't let anyone off the plane. And so it starts ticking off the days. 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. Now you're like, it's 3 weeks later. Everybody on that plane's got to be dead, and because they wouldn't let any of them off. And it goes from there, and how things start to fall apart. What happens when you got somebody who's faking that they're Homeland Security and he's going around and he's trying to start a cult, so he gets all the young girls who are on the soccer team to follow him out, and they're likely all dead too. So you don't really see that, but you know what goes on. And I recommend it. It's a good show. It's called Station 11. Not the best in the world, but certainly not the worst.
I'll definitely check that out. Yeah, that's my kind of thing. Like I said, I've always been very interested in, I hate to say apocalyptic things, but kind of apocalyptic things.
Yeah, me too.
That's, you know, that's why I have guns. That's why I have books on how to live off an acre. You know, it's just, it's better to be prepared than not prepared. So
tell me about these guns. What kind of guns do you have?
Oh, I think I told you that my dad left me. My dad left me all his guns. So he had a pretty nice gun collection. But it's mostly hunting rifles and some pistols and, you know, shotguns, that sort of thing.
That's good.
Nothing fancy out there that, you know, I could like take out an army with, but
You don't want that.
I can definitely, you know, get a deer. So.
Good. Do you know what to do with the deer once you got it?
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, I would have to have the book that I have to show me how to do it, but I mean, I'm not squeamish about it.
Good. That's good.
That's the thing about us Southern people is, you know, we grow up with all this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Northern person, and there's tons of hunters up here. I've never really been a hunter. I don't think it's very fair. But if it came down to, you know, me and my family or Bambi, Bambi's going down the gullet. I'm going to eat it for sure. I'm absolutely going to take Bambi. I don't have a problem doing it. You know, at least I don't think so. I've never shot a deer before, but I really do think if I was hungry, I'm going
to
eat
that. Well, if it at this point in time, if you had to kill Bambi, it would be because you had to. And if you had to, you
absolutely.
Could.
Absolutely. Yeah. So. I mean, and I can be quiet in the woods. I know how to hunt. I just haven't done it. So.
Yeah.
And I can fish. That I have done. Yeah. So I know how to clean a fish. Yeah.
Well, now, my dad grew up, he was raised by his grandparents. They lived like, you know, out in the, you know, very rural Louisiana. So he grew up and basically you know, if you didn't kill what you ate, you didn't eat. So he grew up providing for his grandparents and stuff like that. So I have a different way of looking at hunting than a lot of people do because of that. Now, he would take me hunting, but I've never killed anything. I actually, when I was a young child, he took me squirrel hunting, and I thought we were keeping them as pets, and then I got home, and he was taking their little jackets off, and I was like, why are you taking his clothes off? So
he needs a shower, honey.
but yeah, so we grew up around deers and, you know, deer hunting and all that, and I think that it's something everybody should be privy to. Is like, I had to take hunter education when I was in school. They still had that in school at the time. And it taught you how to respect and, you know, deal with firearms. So
my daughter's boyfriend is doing that. It starts, I think, next week. He's a hunter. His dad's a hunter. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm not a hunter, but I will take some deer meat. I'll take some deer pepperoni, whatever you want, you know? I like shooting my ammo at targets.
Yeah. Well, I like the target shoot. I do like that. But I haven't been in years. Like I said, the last Christy, my best friend, her
thank you.
Ex-husband and her, they used to sell guns. So she's been and done everything. And she's like, let's get some watermelons and go target practice.
Watermelons are one of the best.
So.
Big splash.
Yeah, so the most recent thing I've watched has been Top Gun 2, which was actually pretty good. It was very nostalgic for me for a number of reasons, but I recommend it if you haven't. If that was something you saw as a kid, you know, we're around the same age, so I'm sure you were probably close to high school when that came out.
I saw it in the movies. It was good. Top Gun was good. It wasn't my favorite movie, but it certainly wasn't bad.
No, at the time it was, and the thing about that I liked was the fact we got to see the dogfights and the training, and that was something that, you know, we really hadn't seen before. So they did that again in this movie, and it was, like I said, it kind of just tossed me back into the time.
So there's actual dogfighting in the second movie?
Mm-hmm. There is.
Good. I have no idea what it's about at all. I just know that it was made.
It's basically like Top Gun 2.0. Tom Cruise is older. Val Kilmer's in it. It was.
Oh, he is? Really?
Yeah, he is. And I would say, Rich, you should watch it just just because if you saw it when it came out, just to see, because I'm not a Tom Cruise fan. Now, right. I'll say this, girls, in, you know, 85, I was a Tom Cruise fan because Tom Cruise wasn't a crazy, you know, cult person at that time.
We'll stop right there. Yeah.
But, yeah, it was, I was surprised at how much I enjoyed it. So.
Huh. All right. Well, I'll give it a try. I was always going to see it. It's just that I had forgotten about it, really, until you mentioned it day before yesterday. And I was like, yeah, I'll give it a watch. I don't dislike Tom Cruise. Like you, I think he's a wee bit off the rails in some of his beliefs. Hey, Tom, if you're watching, I'm sorry, buddy. It's all good. But
I hear he's very nice, though. People say lots of nice things about him.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't heard anything bad about him. I guess he and Katie Holmes get into it a little, but that happens with, you know, divorces. But a lot of people didn't like him because of the type of actor he was. You know, when he started very young, and he was this sex symbol like almost immediately. So a lot of guys my age don't like him because of that. I don't have a problem with that. I don't care. I'll watch a movie because I want to watch a movie. I mean, if they came out and said, you know, actor X did this horrible, he was, you know, a rapist or a pedophile or you know, a convicted murderer, then I wouldn't watch his stuff. But if he is, you know, of a different political ideal than I am, I don't care. I'll watch the movie because it looks like a good movie. You know, but there are a lot of people out there that refuse to do that. And I'm okay with that, too. If you want to not, you know, watch a movie because this guy isn't your cup of tea, that's okay. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that at all.
None of those reasons are why I don't like him. I think he's a little bit odd. Mm-hmm. And just a lot of the roles that he picks are just, it's just not my thing. Mm-hmm.
What didn't you like that he was in?
What did I not like?
Yeah.
I did not like him as the vampire Lestat.
Okay. I actually thought he did a good job with that. And you know what? You're not the only person that said that to me. A lot of people have said that they did not like his version of Lestat, but I thought he was definitely arrogant. He was super arrogant in the movie, and it was all about him, and that was kind of Lestat. So,
yeah, but I
did okay.
It just wasn't, you know. I just had a different version, you know.
And I think again, a lot of people were the same way. A lot of people, you know, they read the books. And they got a picture of Lestat in their head, and it just wasn't Tom Cruise.
Well, let's talk about the new Interview with the Vampire that's coming out. They're doing a series, I think, on AMC.
Yeah, I heard that.
And Louis is going to be African-American. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a problem with African-Americans, but the character was written as a white slave owner. Yeah. So I'm interested to see how they're going to do that, because I can't imagine... That was so much of how Louis was so self-loathing. I don't know how they're going to make that character work.
I don't know. And one of the reasons that he was self-loathing was because of, you know, the way his family made their fortune. And that was in the slave trade and cotton. And I just, I don't know, you make a good point. And I don't know, I guess... There has to be inclusiveness, but it can also go like in the instance of this, just what you said, I don't know how they're going to play that in unless they completely rewrite it, which they probably have done, you know, or unless he was a slave, maybe they're going to play up Louis as being a slave on that plantation and he got vampire turned and now he's an African-American vampire, maybe.
Yeah, from what I understand, Anne Rice's Stan Rice, her son, he's been very active in this, you know, portrayal. So I'm interested to see what they're going to come up with, but I just don't even know what to expect. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I haven't really heard much about it. I just knew that it was coming. I had actually, again, forgotten about this until you just mentioned it.
You know,
it's something that I definitely want to watch. So yeah, me too. I like a good vampire movie. I like the gross ones. Like 30 Days at Night. That's one of my favorite.
Yeah, that's a good one. We did that one. Didn't we do that one recently?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did. It's such a good flick.
Well, I like Steakland. We talked about that. That was one that I brought to the table. And, you know, I like the gruesome. I like them both. I mean, I don't like necessarily the pretty, because to me, a vampire, it's not human. You know,
correct.
It's
same.
A predator. And those are the roles I like to see where it's more of a predator.
Well, did you watch the Van Helsing TV show?
Somebody else asked me that recently. I think I watched a couple, but I get that one and the Wynonna Earp mixed up.
Right, and I think that's what you said when I asked you, so it was me. Both shows are great. Van Helsing is you gotta stick with it because it does kind of get a little odd, but one of the things is that there's several different types of vampires. You know, they have feral vampires that they just can't control. And then they have, you know, the masters and the super strong ones. And as they get older, they get stronger, of course. And it was just, it went from like being a plague to something mystical, and it worked. They pulled it off. So I recommend it. It's not going to knock your socks off. It's not the best show in the world, but if you're bored and you need a show, I think it's like 5 or 6 seasons too. So there's plenty of them.
I'll have to check it out.
To watch.
Yeah. For me, a lot of times it's just the genre. I just, you know, I like to have something different. It's like I told you, I will watch every zombie movie that I find because it's a zombie movie. I'm going to support
it. Exactly the same. Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty much the same with vampires. I watched that Byzantine. Did you see Byzantine?
No.
That was an interesting one.
Is it a vampire movie?
Yes, it's a vampire movie, but it's a different take on the vampire. And I think it has that, what's her name? Is it Saoirse? Some little Celtic Irish actress is in it. It's really good. And I'll find it and send it to you, but or if Tony probably knows what it is. Boys from Country Hell is a fun Irish vampire film he really enjoyed, which I'm putting that on my list right now, Tony.
Day Shift. Yeah, Tony, I saw that. That was pretty good. I liked it. It was funny.
Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. I actually saw that at the theater. I think that's when
Same.
I was in North Carolina.
Alan Lasseter just asked about Warm Bodies. Yeah, I actually saw that at the movie theater. That's a great book, too. It's a fantastic book.
Oh, my God, Alan.
Oh,
congratulations.
Alan. Awesome. Everybody's happy and healthy? I hope so. I was a little nervous. Damn. My buddy's a grandpa. My buddy's a grandpa again. He's gone. He's not even over there. Damn. Wow, yeah. Warm Bodies
was
pretty good.
Now the news is out as to why Alan's not online tonight.
Uh-huh.
Congratulations to our partner in crime, Alan Gamboa, for being a grandpa.
To Whitney and Ollie.
Yes.
Yes, Audrey. Train to Busan is top 5. Honestly, yes. It was incredibly well done. And the Korean zombies, just the way they do it, they're just scary and gross. It's they're so great. They're fantastic.
Now, did I dream this, or are they doing like a Train to Busan, but it'll be like a Train to New York or something?
That's yes. And once again,
healthy he hears. Thanks for all the prayers and stuff.
Awesome. Congratulations, my friend. Give love to Whitney and Ollie. I'm glad everybody's healthy and happy. That's good.
Give Tina a big hug for me because I know she's been nervous too. And tell her that. To squeeze you extra hard for us.
We could squeeze him when we meet him next year.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, they're doing an American version of Train to Busan, and I'm always torn on these, like the hashtag alive and hashtag alone thing. I had to watch it. It's a zombie movie. It's American. I had to watch it. So when they do this ripoff, the American ripoff of Train to Busan, I'm absolutely going to see it. I won't go see it in the movie theater, but I will definitely watch it, you know, when it comes out on whatever streaming service. But at the same time, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So I think they should leave it alone, but they're clearly not gonna. So I'm going to jump in with both feet. I'm going to watch it just like I did with They came out with that hashtag alive one, and that was great. Again, with the creepy Korean zombies, the fast ones. Mm-hmm. And then the American version was actually pretty good. People crapped on it, but I think they crapped on it because it was an American ripoff of a Korean movie, and I get that too. But they did some interesting things with that film, and I enjoyed it. So hopefully they do the same thing with Train to New York or whatever the hell it is. I don't know.
Well, I think that it just, there's a lack of originality in a lot of films right now, and people don't know how to do it as good as the Koreans, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just nailed it.
Because they need to be looking for screenwriters like Alan Gamboa and Rich Rastucci and Scott Cooper.
Yeah, we're here. Come get us. I actually got banned from Facebook because I said those damn Korean zombies are scary as hell. I was actually complimenting, and I got banned for hate speech because I said damn Koreans, and it wasn't what I meant at all. But, you know, it is what it is. Crazy. But, yeah, I'll go see it. Are you going to see it?
Of course.
Yeah. Well, that you have been recently talking about a watch party. Perhaps that could be a watch party that we do with all these lovely people on the right-hand side over here.
We could definitely do that. From what I read up on it, it could be easily done. And the one, what was it called? There was one that it used to be the Netflix watch party, but now it's like Netflix and HBO Max and Hulu and a lot of other stuff. I was thinking that maybe that's something we could do special, maybe around our anniversary, because it will be two this year with terrible twos.
You know what? I got to look up and see when that's coming out. What is it called? Train to New York?
But yeah, so guys, let us know if there's if y'all would like to participate in a watch party, if we could get that set up.
Delayed. The film is delayed.
Well, you know, Evil Dead, Rise of the Evil Dead, or Evil Dead Rise was supposed to come out this year, and it's going to end up coming out, what did I tell you today, April 21st, 2023?
Something like that.
Or April 12th, sometime around April. But that'll be good. You know, that's my favorite franchise.
The Evil Dead?
Yes.
did you watch the TV show?
I did not watch the TV show. I tried to. I just couldn't get into it. But that was like when I was taking care of my mom and all. So life was different then. But I've been wanting to catch up on it. But yes, I'm a huge Evil Dead fan. But I saw with Sam Raimi tweeted today that it's going to be in April.
So. Well, that's cool. Yeah, it's something else I'll have to watch. I'm running out of time. I can't watch all these awesome shows and write books and do all the weird stuff and go to work and, oh, damn, I need to be cloned. I could just share some of this responsibility, but then I'd have to share my food. Huh.
Yeah, that's
downsides
kind of,
of cloning.
Yeah. I feel like I podcast way more than I write, and I've got to get a schedule set up.
Yeah, I was trying to write today, and I got like 250 words. I got too busy, and I couldn't do it. They were good words, damn it, but I was not as many as I wanted. I used to be, damn, I was so prolific, too. I could write 4,000 words, and, you know, a couple hours, and it'd be great, and I just can't do that anymore.
Tony I is saying that they're going to do an animated Evil Dead series.
Yeah, I see that. I did not know.
Fine. Mona's having issues with her internet. And Audrey's... I actually got talking to you one time, Audrey. We were out at the grocery store, and I was I saw someone who was drunk, and they were acting crazy. And I said, "Oh my God, like there's a zombie!" And my friend slapped me and said, "I shouldn't talk about people like that."
I saw this. It was a prank, and I think it was in Mexico. And this woman got on a train, and she's all by herself. And all of a sudden, like, the train stops and all the lights go off and she's on her phone. And she's like, what the hell's going on? And then the lights come back on at the train station. There's all these friggin' zombies banging on the window. They're all bloody. And she starts screaming. And all of a sudden, like, off in the off to the side, one of these zombie, it's like crawling towards her. And I just wanted to let everybody know that if you do that to me, I will fucking shoot you. Absolutely. I'm going to shoot you. Don't ever do that to me. Don't ever pull zombie pranks on me. I'll be in prison and it'll be your fault. So don't do that. But I'm sure you can find that online. It was hilarious. So
I have to ask you, because this is one of the things that I think of, and I'm sure you probably have had the thought before, is what would you do if a zombie apocalypse outbreak happened in front of you, and it was like the beginning and you didn't know? If you saw someone run and attack someone, and like, would you go to help them? Would you think, oh my God, this person's on bath salts? Or would you think, oh fuck, it's a zombie, I'm out?
Likely I would be dead in seconds because I would try to help.
Exactly.
And therein lies the problem. I also live in Massachusetts, which I think we're 45th or 48th in size, but 15th in population. So we're jam-packed in here like sardines. So there's just people everywhere. There's just no way I can make it. I got all the guns and ammo in the world, and it's not going to matter if there's, you know, 500,000 of them beating on your door. But insofar as watching it happen right in front of me, the mind doesn't process it right away for a lot of people. I don't know how I would be in that situation. I'd like to think that I was okay, but I will absolutely be armed anyway. But insofar as seeing someone attack someone else, my first thought is not zombie.
I appreciate you saying that, because I think a lot of people would fib in that answering that question.
Well, I haven't been in that situation. I've been in situations where people were fighting and I was able to stop it. But insofar as someone attacking and like really trying to kill someone and bite them and hurt them, and I haven't been in that situation. So I don't know what I would do. I would likely say, I would likely draw my weapon and say, get the hell off of them. And then when they looked at me with their zombie eyes and shit dripping down their face, yeah, I'm going to plug them. And that's why I'm going to prison. Right there, I'm in jail. So because it's going to be somebody pulling a prank on me. And I guess I don't know. I don't know what I would do in that situation. I do know that I would not survive because of where I live. So, what about you? What would you do?
Well, this was all a lot of stuff that I really unpacked when my mom was sick, because when my mother was sick and living with me, she was wheelchair bound and in the hospital bed. Mm-hmm. So I realized then, you know, what, there's nothing I can do. Yeah. You know, my zombie apocalypse plan is kaput. I can't take her with me. You know, she's my responsibility. Right. What am I going to do?
You fight them off as long as you can. Save two bullets.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I mean, I guess what else can you do, right?
But location-wise, I mean, you know, I know where I would go. I know what I would do. You know, Mississippi isn't, which it's not that big. I mean, we're a rural state. There's places you can go pretty quickly, even far from town. You know, within a 30-minute drive, I could be, you know, in a forest somewhere. So.
Yeah, me too. The only problem with that is everybody else is going to have the same thought. So, hold on one second.
What's up?
Okay, I need one second.
Okay.
Sorry, let me mute this.
Do 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 do. Put the Jeopardy music on, guys. Okay, so I'm taking questions while Rich is stepping away for a minute. Alan Laster's asking, "What about Zombieland? How about Zombieland? I'm not sure. That's probably more of a Rich question. So." Yes, bathrooms are scary, and cardio. I probably need to work on my cardio a lot. So, yeah, anybody got a question? I know Tony's out there. Tony, you got a question? Mona? Okay, Audrey has said that her and her mom were sitting in the hospital parking lot, and her dad was having pain shots done in his neck. She was thinking what would happen if a zombie outbreak happened. Yeah. How about an island for a getaway spot? I think that's a great idea. Who is missing? Mike Lewis, who is missing. Rich has stepped away for a moment. Alan has had a grandbaby born, so he has been at the hospital with his grandbaby. And Scott is MIA. We don't know. We think maybe he got in trouble for letting us in on some JFK secrets the other night. I definitely do want to come see you, Laura. That would be a fun trip. Tony, I swear, at some point in time, you're going to have to do a guest blog for me on our website, because you have got some of the most unique film list. Oh, there's a zombie theme bar. That sounds fun, Laura. Oh, I had a question earlier about The Walking Dead. I'm kind of out of practice. Well, he's back, so Rich can ask questions about The Walking Dead. I'm kind of out of touch with The Walking Dead right now.
Sorry about that. I got a kid with a broken car. I may have to flee at some time. She's going to call me back, but we'll figure that out. It's been a hell of a day for the Watching Weird crew, huh?
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
There is a bar in San Antonio called Zombies that Laura wants to take us to.
Oh, I would love to go to any bar ever at any time. So if it's got, you know, beer and zombies, I'm in.
Mike Lewis is saying in the zombie apocalypse, we need to be in the Rockies and the Mississippi River. I don't know. There's a lot of places. Like I said, you know, I'm in Mississippi, and I will say there's some swampy places I think I would be pretty good because the zombies are going to get stuck. And also, I think the kudzu, you know, kudzu grows pretty fast. I think it could probably slow down some zombies.
Maybe. The only chance for me is to get to the water. That's it. But where I am now, I'm 10 miles from the water. So it's just,
Do you have a boat? Or are you just going to take one?
No, I know, but I can sail. So I know how to get one. I know where they are. I don't know about hot wiring one. My hot wiring skills are probably a little less than 100%. But yeah, if I don't get to the water, I'm doomed. I'd like to hunker here, but I got too many windows.
Now I'm worried about you. If the zombie apocalypse happens, we can't. What are we going to do? We're going to have to get a team.
Yeah, well, I can't live here. Yeah, I can hide in the attic, I guess, for a little while. But I get some food and water up there, but not enough. Most of it's right behind me. Damn. This is sad. I'm already dead. Oh, no.
I know, right? I think as we get to a certain age, we just kind of think, yeah, it's better to be a zombie.
Yeah, right? I don't know about that's a lot of walking, though.
I know. I don't know. That's one thing. I think it was David Simpson's books, and he was talking about the feet of some of the people, and that was like has stayed with me was the little zombie feet.
Yeah, David Moody did that too, in his autumn books. It was pretty cool.
It's funny what you think of. That's one thing I love about reading is you just people have so many different things that they'll focus on.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that you have to do as a writer in that genre is find something nobody's done before, and that is difficult. That is really hard to do because of all the writers out there. I mean, I have probably 6,000 zombie writer friends on Facebook, and it's tough to find something that hasn't been done.
Well, I'm going to have to tell you my idea because I've always said I'm going to surprise y'all one day and come up with my own little zombie story.
Well, then
don't
tell us.
I have an idea. I don't want to tell everybody. Don't want to steal my idea. But right. I have an idea that I haven't seen done. So I'll ask you if you've seen it done once we get off.
I thought you meant now.
Once we get off. Wait.
Okay.
So how is the Horror Writers Inc. anthology coming?
I haven't looked at anything, so I really need to get on that. I don't know where it stands. I don't know who's written what. So that's partly my fault. I have been busy. So what I'm going to do is I think this Saturday, I'm just going to sit down and I'm going to read everything. Hopefully.
Well, when I did my story, it was late. I came late to the party because I didn't think I was going to be able to get anything done in time. And there was only like four.
Yeah, so this is, we were supposed to be done in February, but just shit happened. A lot of bad things happened. So, and it wasn't just, you know, my personal life. It was a lot of other people.
Yeah, I mean, COVID, I didn't think I was going to be able to do it because I was working so hard at the time. You know, it's when I was working for the disaster place. I just didn't have time. So it was May before I could get involved. So I'm not, I feel lucky that I'm going to be able to, you know, be part of it. So.
Yeah, so it should be a great anthology. There's a hell of a lot of good writers there. I don't actually have a story in it. I'm going to be the bartender, and I'm going to sort of pull all the stories together. But I am not an editor, so I'm not going to be editing. What I will do is, like I said, I'll be that the bartender, and I'll introduce each story and maybe put a little a sub ending on the end of them, just to get them all together and make them all mesh.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it should be
fun. Excited to see your work, Rich.
Yeah, it should be fun. I hope everybody else is excited.
I'm sure.
We'll have to wait and see. But like you said, I haven't seen that many things pop in there. So I don't. The last time I looked, there were only two, I think. So, and that was probably just before. No, actually, because you got me in there. So there must have been four. There must have been four when you got me in there. But I didn't read any of them. I've read yours. I've read your story because you sent it to me, but that's it. So, I don't know. Is Gamboa writing one for that too?
I don't know. You know, Scott Baker wrote his, I think.
He did? Okay.
He sent me something.
All right. I got to get that from him too. Huh. Okay. Yeah. Something to do. So. Kind of can't wait. Now I want to get in on Saturday. I have just fallen apart trying to do that. Oh, we got people pulling in my driveway. Is that my kid? I can't tell. Looking at the camera, I can't see. It's out front. Hopefully she's
home. We're really, right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're in Rich Restucci's
bunker. Yeah, the command center. It's the Lego command center with some of my zombie books, and all my firearms are back there. And my food and water is right over there. So,
and he will shoot
paper towels.
Yeah.
If you come to my house during any type of zombie apocalypse or whatever, you are absolutely going in my meat freezer. So don't do that. Yeah. It's my stuff. I will eat you. Well, not you. I'll eat, you know, the fans, because, you know, they're fans. We'll eat them.
You'll be bear bait. Have y'all have bears?
Exactly. Bears. We have like one bear. Yeah, his name is.
You got
Carl.
Moose. You got big game up there, don't you?
Oh, this is Massachusetts. I mean, yeah, we do have some of that stuff, but it generally wanders down from, you know, Maine and New Hampshire.
I know nothing about Massachusetts, Rich. Only thing I know is I read a Yelp review today. It was talking about y'all like donkeys.
The donkeys, yeah. What the hell?
I don't know. It's like mini donkeys.
There is a donkey that lives right down the street, but that's the only donkey that I know. I don't know him. We haven't hung out or anything, but. There is one that's on a little like side road down the street from me, and he's cool. I like looking at the donkey, but insofar as Massachusetts people loving donkeys, the only thing we love is Tom Brady. That's it. And beer and swearing and driving poorly. So I guess we do love a few things, but yeah, I don't know where the donkey thing comes from. Zombie donkeys. I don't know.
That's why I was like, what is this with the mass holes and the donkeys? Because I don't know.
What was it doing on a Yelp review? What was getting Yelp?
I was on the TikTok.
Oh.
TikTok Yelp review for Massachusetts.
Oh. States get Yelp reviews?
This guy does them. I was thinking, okay, so this must be a thing. I'm going to ask Rich because I don't understand. I've never been to Massachusetts. I've actually never been above D.C.?
Huh.
I've been to D.C., I've been to Chicago, I've been to Detroit, well, been through Detroit to go to Toronto, but I've never been, like, over in your area.
I have been to all the states except for Alaska, Hawaii, and the two Dakotas.
Well, what were you doing in Mississippi, and why didn't I know this?
Because I was down there during, I started my job in 1989. I was just a kid, I was 21 years old, and it's a science job. And one of the things that I had to do was, it was a project called Muscle Watch. And what we had to do was we had to go and literally pick muscles, like you know, a bivalve off of rocks, and they got ground up and sampled. And my job was to collect them, and we went from northern Maine all the way down to Mexico.
Wow.
The entire coast. Yeah, it was like 7 months, and I did it like 3 times, which was great. And that's when I was in Mississippi. It was nice. It was great. I was in coastal Mississippi, but yeah, it was good.
Well, that's down where Morgana lives.
Yeah. Yeah. And you were born in Mississippi?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Because your dad's from Louisiana. That's what you said.
Yeah. My mom was born in Alabama, and they moved over to Mississippi at some point, and my dad was born and raised in Louisiana.
That is cool. Everybody from me is up here, so.
Tony's all saying I need to check out Philadelphia and New York. I don't know about New York, but I would like to go to Philadelphia.
All good things. Yeah. I mean, decent cities. And I'm
not a big people person, there. Tony. I don't like crowds and I don't like lots of people.
Then you're not going to like New York and Philadelphia.
Yeah.
It's crowds and people. It's like Disney World.
I went to D.C., and I think that we might have ridden a train or something to Philadelphia, but I don't remember it very clearly because I think there was beer involved.
Yeah. I don't drink beer. Never.
Are you lying right now?
Yeah, I generally have 3 while I'm doing the podcast.
What kind of beer are you drinking?
Mass-produced American cheap stuff. Bud Light Lime.
And all this time, I thought you were having like a little energy drink.
Seltzer
water or something.
Yeah. Well, I usually have, I don't know, 4 or 5 a night. That's where, you know, the big belly comes from. It's beer and pizza and wings and chips and chocolate and, you know, that good stuff. Steak, lots of steak. But yeah, I'll have 3 or 4 while we're doing the podcast. Yeah, it's fun. I'm never drunk.
So
pity. I really should get drunk. It's been a long time. Anyway.
I would love to have a good Guinness.
Yeah, it's got its place. I do the fancy microbrews. You can't chuck a dead cat around here without hitting the microbrew house. And we got 3 of them by my work, so we'll go out and I'll try one. One of them's called Shipyard. It's pretty good. I've been there, I don't know, 2 dozen times, and we'll go out on like a Wednesday night, and I'll have 2. But the thing is, I can drink probably 10 of these, and I'm okay. I have 2 of those, and I'm like, I gotta go. That's it. I can't. If I really want to drink, then I'll come home and I'll have some more of these. But I can't have too many of the stronger beers. Like, and these are like 100 calories, but it's still, you have 10 of them, it's 1,000 calories. So, Voodoo Ranger IPA. Never heard of
What's
it.
What's that?
Another India Pale Ale.
I don't know. Gosh, I don't even know the last time I had a beer.
For me, it was about 20 seconds ago. So.
Well, yeah. I'm just...
Right,
I'm just
right.
Thinking.
Somebody's coming in the house.
Weird trip to Dublin, hit up the Guinness Factory. I'm all for that. I'm all for the weird travel is something I'm looking forward to. Which I think I told you that the lady, Lisa Norris, who does the Icelandic stuff, that she's done some interviews with us some, she's talked about doing a tour. She says, do you know anybody who'd like to do a tour of Iceland? And she's like, you know, she would set it up where we would go on a tour to all the like haunted, weird kind of paranormal places that show up in like folklore, mythology, you know, not in the actual like city. And she said it wouldn't be as expensive that way. And I said, I could probably fill that up in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I know so many
could.
People who want to go.
I've seen that movie, The Big Guy Dies. So whenever they go out and they go into these haunted houses and shit, the big guy dies. I'm the big guy. I'll be dead.
Oh, I'm all for going anywhere Jensen Eccles is. So yes, Laura, yeah. I'll be visiting soon.
I've actually been to Iceland probably 6 times.
That's what you said. Just rub it in.
Yeah, it's very nice. I used to, when I was living in Norway, I would come home. And when I would come home and go back, I'd take KLM. I started taking KLM because there were always 747s, an enormous plane, nobody on the plane. And then it got really expensive. So I started taking the little puddle jumpers from Boston to Reykjavik over to Oslo. And I started staying over there. I'd stay for a couple of days. I made some friends over in Iceland. It was great. It was fun. Definitely go again.
Your life is so interesting.
Used to be. Now it's not. But
now it's podcasting and drinking beer on the Thursday nights.
Yeah, but I like that. I love being with you guys. I love podcasting. Love drinking beer. I guess I'm just starting to worry about my kid. She hasn't called back, so hopefully all is well.
So what are you working on right now?
I'm still working on, I'm 40,000 words into book 5 in the theory series. And I was up to almost 40,000 words in this new, I don't have a title for it yet, but it's about a vampire tank commander in World War I in a landship. But I cut it in half because there was a lot of stuff that I wrote that I just didn't like. So now I'm down to, I think 28,660 something. And I actually might cut that down too and just have it be a short story because I didn't like where it went, but I can always change that too. What about you? What are you doing?
I did my Kindle Vella, The Darkness and the Dawn, last year. And so I finally was able to get it off of Kindle. And I've been working on revamping it and trying to make it do a standalone. I've taken some advice from one of my mentors to kind of shape it up more, to hit that more paranormal romance market. Because I have enough of a relationship in my books that that's something that the girls like, but it's not something that, you know, I'm writing. So she wanted me to change that up some. So I'm trying to do that. I've probably reworked it a bunch, but it's going to be short, but I've just, struggling with it, you know?
Yeah. It's time. It's hard to get the time to do it.
Well, I will lose hours working on stuff on the podcast and doing videos and stuff. And then, it's like I blink and it's like, where'd the day go? Yeah. And it's like, well, you've been TikToking, Heather.
I know the feeling.
Look, Laura's even going to cook for us. If we go San Antonio, Rich, let's put it on our itinerary of weird U.S.
Did you guys, anybody out there ever read J.L. Bourne stuff? His main character comes from San Antonio. So that's where his parents are.
I love his books.
Yeah, he's got great stories. He did. He absolutely did. He's a good guy, too. I like him. He's a phalanx. He's one of the phalanx guys. He's done by Permuted Press, I think.
Yeah, I think that Lundy had done some work with Joe and Alan on a lowballing.
It got deleted. I guess they went off the rails and Bourne's like, yeah, you got to delete that. So they did. I've never met him. I'd like to meet him. He seems like a good guy.
I feel like anybody that Alan and Joe likes, I'm going to like.
Yeah. You know? Oh, Lundy's a good dude.
Yeah.
I talked to Lundy, you know, I don't know, a lot. And he wasn't a podcast, but it was the same thing. I don't know what the hell you call it. And he had he was a Russian guy. It was during the Ukraine invasion. And it was a Russian guy that was living in, I think, Michigan. And he actually, I'm friends with the Russian guy now. He's a nice guy. And he had some actually interesting talking points. It was pretty cool. And so Lundy was actually, he was hosting that show. And it was a good show. It was pretty good. And I can't remember the guy's name. I'm so bad. But hold on one second. That might be my kid.
Okay. Well, tell us about them, Laura. And Audrey's got, she dreamed about the zombies on the Titanic. That would be bad. Water zombies crashing. That sounds like a bad dream. Well, guys, it looks like we are wrapping up on 10. If y'all got anything, let's see what Mike Lewis has got to say for sign us off. Wow.
Perfect so timing. I gotta go rescue her, but it's right at
10. Yeah. So I'm just gonna address Mike Lewis's statement here about James Axler with these novels. We'll be sure to check those out, the post-apocalyptic series. Definitely. Laura is going to update us on an author that she knows that's been raised in San Antonio. But Fantastic. Cool. Guys, next week, Alan and Scott should be back, and we'll be back on track with that drive-in theater episode. Be on the lookout. And if you get a chance in the meantime, my movie recommendation was Smokey and the Bandit. I think everybody should see it. It's hilarious. It's
a great flick.
Rich recommended Twister, which is another good one. Alan had Southern Comfort. Like I said, I've got lots of stuff to share on that one.
I actually didn't get to watch that. It's the first time I didn't get to watch a movie that I wanted to watch.
Well, watch it. We'll talk about it. And Scott had Death Race 2000, which I have seen once, and it was enough for me. So I will give anybody a pass if they want to skip it. But
does a Jason Statham remake? It's called Death Race. It's pretty cool.
We'll talk about that too. But y'all have a good night. We'll see y'all same time next week. And until then, everybody wish the Gamboa family congratulations on their newborn addition to the family. Mr. Ollie is on board now. And Alan, congratulations to you and Tina, and definitely give Whitney our love. We'll talk to y'all soon.
Take it easy. My apologies for having to leave. Save the kid.
Stay weird, bye.
Take care.